Unity required me to type perfectly. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Unity required me to type perfectly. As I was a student, a ministerial student at the Unity School of Christianity, I was in Kansas City and working at their offices there, and just before they moved to Unity Farm. And it was quite an exciting adventure. We had the founder there, we had the Fillmores there, and Charles Fillmore and Lowell Fillmore and much of the family. And it was a very great adventure. I was living at the threshold of what they had built and developed over many years. And then they were in the process of going out to the farm, out to Unity Ranch. And I still worked in the offices, and it was quite nice, quite a lovely place to be. Well, I worked in the office, and as I worked in the office, I was a student minister, and part of our requirements to work in silent unity, and part of our requirements in silent unity was to type envelopes to go to people. This was before computers, and you typed on a typewriter. And the typewriter had a purple ribbon. And the purple ribbon was a very beautiful ribbon. And the toned envelopes and paper was very beautiful and very significant. And we were taught to type the envelopes. And we had to type those envelopes absolutely perfect. We could not have one mistake. We could not use the erase to take away any error. We could not do that. We had to type perfectly every single time. And if we had one error, that envelope was not accepted. We had to type it again and again and again until we typed it perfectly. Well, it did not take me very long before I was typing every envelope perfectly. And mechanically, methodically, typing every envelope perfectly, so that whenever the person received the envelope from Silent Unity, it was a perfect, letter-perfect envelope. And the letters, too, were typed in the same way, but they were more advanced. I was in the beginner of typing envelopes perfectly. And as I typed each envelope perfectly, in the beginning I had quite a few of them in the wastebasket. And my checker would come in and see what I was doing and find out how many of mine were in the wastebasket and whether I really was a dedicated person and I really wanted to be a Unity minister, whether I really wanted this with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. And the number of envelopes that had errors on that were in the wastebasket told the checker and told Unity how serious I was about being a Unity minister. Well, I was a very dedicated, a very definite person, and I chose to be a Unity minister with all my heart. And so I told myself, I type perfectly, I type perfectly, I type perfectly, which was one of the affirmations that was given to us by Unity School. So within a week, I was typing perfectly. Within a week, every single envelope that I typed was letter perfect, absolutely wonderful, absolutely perfect. And this carried on through everything throughout the rest of my life. Everything after that I did perfectly. No matter what task I was asked to do, I did it perfectly. It had given me something that was absolutely fantastic for my beingness, absolutely wonderful. Now you say, what benefit is it to type perfect envelopes? I mean, that's a childish thing. Well, it is a childish thing because it's an early learning situation. If I had learned as a child to do everything I did perfectly, to do everything I did with dedication and love, I would not have made even that week-long test of typing perfect envelopes. I would have done it much better, much quicker than that. As a child, as I often mention, we lived in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Wauwatosa, and I would shovel snow. My task was shoveling the sidewalks or putting the cinders on the sidewalk to keep it from being slippery when people walk by. And so during the winter times, from the time that I was maybe 10 or 11, I would go out and I would shovel the sidewalk. And I would get up early because I wanted to be bright and early, and I wanted to do it in my way. I didn't want anybody putting their 2 cents in what I was doing. And so I would go out and shovel the sidewalk to the very edge of the sidewalk. And I would make the snow stand up straight and tall on each side. And I would clear the sidewalk so beautifully I didn't have to use cinders from the burning coal to keep people from slipping. And so I did this every day we had a snow. And sometimes I'd have to do it 2 or 3 times during the day because the snow came not just in the morning. And it didn't bother me. I had no feeling of unrighteousness about that being unfair, that I had to work all these things. I just felt that was my wonderful task. That was my beautiful opportunity to type the envelopes perfect. That was my beautiful opportunity to shovel the sidewalk perfectly, and to shovel the driveway, and to shovel the driveway beyond the limits that it had to go, but easily, and to shovel the walkway out to the driveway, out to the garage, so my dad could go out and get his car to go to work. All these things were done because it was a wonderful thing to do. It was a good thing to do. It was a happy thing to do. And it was a successful thing to do. Now, but it was fun. And I made it fun. I made shoveling the sidewalk fun. I made typing the envelopes fun. I made everything fun. I made it fun because I didn't take it as discipline. I didn't take it as something to make me unhappy. I took it as something to develop a skill, to develop the skill of doing things perfectly. Now, later, I went on to typing letters for Unity, and I was in the ministerial school there and enjoying it very thoroughly and learning all the things that had to be learned and all of the concepts that had to be learned. And I became a good Unity minister. But that was only part of my life. That was only part of the benefit that came from typing the envelope perfectly. Everything in my life after that, I chose to do as perfectly as possible. When I went into newspaper publishing, I wrote perfectly. My typing was quick, very fast. I was one of the fastest typists that you could imagine, and I typed accurately, and it was a very satisfying experience. But my ideas that flowed out of my mind were perfectly organized, and they were balanced, and they were correct. And I did not second-guess myself. If the idea came to me to do it, I did it, and I typed it up, and I wrote it, and I was right. I learned early on to listen to the divine within me, to listen to the purity of all that I am and all that I could ever be. And as I learned to listen to this purity, I found that listening was better developed because of that attitude of always typing perfectly. I talk with other people also about typing perfectly, and I tell them, hey, no mistakes, no mistakes. Now we have our computers, and our computers are quite exciting, and as we type an email, we have a chance to see that email right in front of us. It's not difficult. And we have a chance to see where we didn't capitalize the letters that we should have capitalized, and then we forgot to put a period here, or we didn't. And our emails usually are very short, and we don't have to make a big deal of it. But what do? We allow the mistakes to go through. And when we allow the mistakes to go through, we show that we are not people of perfection, that we are not people who are going to accomplish great good, that we are going to be second-rate people who do not expect the best out of ourselves. And of course, that's a perfect indication for us to look at others and say, that's not who I want in my world. I only want people in my world who expect the very best out of themselves. And to expect the very best out of yourself means that under all circumstances, you give the very best out of yourself. We know how to do this. If we have a computer, we know how to type. If we know how to type, we know how to type right. Now, if we have trained ourselves from the beginning, and we say we hunt and peck for the letters, then that's what we'll do. If we train ourselves from the beginning to do silly things, we'll do it. Now, we know on the SMS telephone calls, people code in certain messages, and instead of saying Y-O-U, they use the letter U. And other things that they use, I'm not too familiar with them. But the letters, they're usually shortcuts. Well, these shortcuts may be charming, and they may be intuitive, and they may get across the message that the person wants to get across, but is it really the message you want to get across? Is the message you want to get across in that shortcut stuff? Well, guess again. That's not really you. You are perfect. You are ideal. You are wonderful. When we are slovenly, we are not thought to be very beautiful. When we are orderly, we are thought to be not bad at all. So, this day is important for me to always remember, be perfect, even as is my Father which art in heaven, divine within me. Unity required me to type perfectly. I had had a good start when I was a youngster, shoveling the snow perfectly and doing many other things that I did perfectly. And it's not that I was better than anybody else. It's just that that was my nature. And it still is my nature. And it always will be my nature because that's me and that's who I am. What is your nature? Is your nature to be perfect? Then be it in all things. Expect the best out of yourself, and you will receive the best out of all the world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.